right, folks, welcome back. Tony, Dave, Dwight, time to bring in the mayor of the South End.
If you mean by old, beaten down, gray horse type mayor,
not that spelled differently. No. He beat you fair and square.
Ah, baloney.
No, that's true. We have video evidence of it. I have it now.
And I've reviewed the video evidence, and there was no.
You spilt
I did not.
Beer down your chest. Nick Roush from KSR.
What kind of competition was this?
This was a beer drinking, fast beer drinking contest.
It's one
16-ounce beer out of a Dixie cup at St. Paul's Picnic, the last time we were out there live. And the year before, Dwight beat Nick for the title of South End Mayor.
And I beat him again.
And then Nick destroyed him this last time.
Oh, whatever.
As beer came flowing down your fat chest.
It did not. A couple of dribbles.
Nick, is there anything inaccurate that I'm saying?
Well, no, because it was a fat chest. And here's the thing: I really thought Dwight would be preparing for revenge, but instead he went and lost weight. Don't be a loser. Come on.
Instead of impeaching, can we have a beer contest in Louisville?
Oh, that would be fantastic for mayor.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, Nick, are we going to have St. Paul's Glorious Picnic this year?
Ooh.
We are. I don't have the exact date, but I know it's been moved back. Traditionally, it was like late June, but I think they pushed it back to August. So there will be some Catholic Church picnics to chug beers at this summer, just a little bit later than normal.
How do we do a Saturday night broadcast from St. Paul's?
Let's do a lunch broadcast.
Yeah, we can broadcast onto Facebook. God knows where we can. Even if we're just broadcasting into those little foam, little cups with strings tied to the end of them, I don't care. Anywhere, anytime, I will beat Dwight's ass.
Oh, dude. Now, look.
Okay, you want it, you got it.
He's called you out saying, ooh, you're getting in shape and losing your weight. Why don't you get in shape and try to beat me again? That's what he said.
No, okay. You know what? We'll go one better.
What?
Let's get a couple of those Das Boots. You know the glass boots?
Submarine? Oh, he's stepping up. Hang on.
Oh, you put down your little tequila glass and your fancy little, ooh, it doesn't make me hungover.
It doesn't make me hungover.
I know the beer is a little too hard on you now, but you know what? We can take off the training wheels. Fine by me.
Are you cool with dumping White Claw for a weekend and drinking beer with me?
All right, let's go. Yeah, let's get into the sports. We're running
nowhere.
Out of time.
Yeah,
we're running
Roush.
Out of time. All right, Nick Roush. Mike Krzyzewski, I don't care what you think about him. Obviously, a huge rival with Kentucky and Calipari over players every single year. But in my opinion, greatest basketball coach in my lifetime. Your opinion about him announcing his retirement yesterday?
It really felt like I was in the Land of Oz and the house fell on the Wicked Witch and I was just in Munchkinland banging on my drum. I was ecstatic. I could not be happier. Get him out of here. And you know what? It's in such Coach K fashion to, all right, instead of just retiring, I'm going to retire next year so everybody can talk about how great I am for a year. Yes, he's the greatest college basketball coach ever. No, do I want him around? Do I want to see this just ham-fisted suck fest that's going to be on ESPN nonstop? If we thought the Zion hype was annoying on ESPN a few years back, I don't even want to imagine what it's going to look like this year. But I'm going to suck it up and I'm going to smile because it's the last go around. And as Indiana basketball learned, when your guy leaves, the fall is hard. And great programs, they can sustain it through multiple coaches. Kentucky, they've had four different coaches win titles. Heck, Louisville, they're not just Denny Crum. They're Denny. They've had success at other times. Duke is Mike Krzyzewski, and without him there, especially bringing on a 30-year-old coach, like, come on. They're going to find out the hard way that that was Coach K's program.
Mm-hmm.
Coach K is Duke basketball. It's not the other way around.
Well, remember not that long ago when one of his assistants took over and he had the back trouble and they sucked. They were terrible. Coach K came back and they were fine. But, Nick, here's my thinking. I always thought Phil Jackson always had talented teams, Lakers and the Bulls. I'd love to see him coach the Pacers and see how he does. I get it, Roy Williams and Coach K. You got name, image, likeness. You can't just pay players like you used to, have them around for 3 years. You got to hit the transfer portal. How about proving you're the best of all time by adjusting to this landscape and still coach it? How about that?
Well, and to give K credit, and it's really annoying that we had to do this, because everybody thought Cal was an idiot when he did the one-and-done thing, but when K did it, he was a genius. You know how that old song and dance.
Oh, that did happen, yeah.
He at least adjusted to that, and hell, he's been around for 40 years now. I'm not saying he could see the light at the end of the tunnel, but he's 75 years old. It's kind of coming to an end. This seems like the right time. He's got Paolo Banchero, who's a 6'10 guy, going to be a top five pick in next year's NBA draft. So it feels like a good time for him to kind of get up and walk away. I get it. Boeheim, he'll be the next to go once his kids get done, which is kind of weird saying that a 79-year-old man is waiting to coach his kids in college for him to retire. But that old guard is on the way out. And then, I mean, you know, Rick's kind of a part of that. Who knows how much longer he'll keep on doing this thing. But what I'm interested in is the kind of vacuum of power. Because, like, I know we've got the G League and all this other stuff, but some other coaches are going to, like, the players got to go somewhere. So who's the next group that's really going to rise? We already know that your Jay Wrights, your Mark Fews, your Cal Perrys, Bill Self, they have that top tier, but I'm interested who are the next guys up. Chris Beard is definitely one of those guys, but I don't really know after that. So there's certainly an opportunity here, and if you're Chris Mack, you got to be loving this, because Duke and North Carolina, I mean, come on, they're thorn in your side, and that's to put it lightly. So to have those guys gone, it should make Louisville's life a little bit easier if the NCAA hammer doesn't completely take them out.
After all the dust is settled, is this going to be a fun sport to watch? I mean, college basketball is now AAU. It's finally infiltrated to where you are getting new lineups every single year. That can't be fun. It worked. You're right. It worked for Calipari for a couple of years. It was the most successful program in America. But in the end, it didn't work out. And it didn't work out for Duke either. And but now that's the norm. So you're getting transfers, senior transfers, and one and dones, and that's how you're going to build your team. That just doesn't seem like a winning formula. Can college basketball survive turning into the AAU?
Yes, because the NCAA tournament is the NCAA tournament. Sadly, college basketball has become an event sport. People really only care the Champions Classic, because it's like, oh, this is a fun Tuesday night sporting event. Right. They'll turn on during Feast Week, that Thanksgiving, because there's just sports mania. And then really, after that, we're going to wait till the conference championships, because the quality of play, the charges, the foul, I mean, it's so bad. But to the actual quality of it, like, can it work? Kentucky's going to be, like, I'm really curious how this Kentucky team comes together, because this is going to be Cal's oldest team. I mean, Keon Brooks has been his third year at UK. There's a ton of transfers. They're going to be starting a bunch of 23 and 22-year-olds this year, and that just hasn't been the case. So I actually think that it could improve for the better if you can get them to mesh. In theory, you've got the age, you've got the experience, you've got the skill, you've got the talent, whereas sometimes the skill wasn't all the way developed yet. It's just a matter of getting them to work together. So it kind of goes back to Dave's point. The transfer portal experiment, we're going to need 2 or 3 years to really see the verdict if it ultimately helps or not. But right now, the rich are going to keep getting richer, and hopefully that benefits Kentucky this season.
Nick, only Kentucky fans would be nowhere near the NCAA tournament, change a couple of assistant coaches, and say, we're national champions. So why was last year so bad, and why will this year be better?
I think part of it, when you do the whole song and dance where you're building a new team every year, is they really were like an AAU team. AAU teams, they maybe practice once a week and then go to their tournaments on the weekend. Last year, they practiced, they had class together, and they played games together. They couldn't just hang out together because of all the COVID protocols. They went to the nth degree, the most extreme. The stuff they're doing right now, you know, we got all sorts of stories up on Kentucky Sports Radio because they're going to camps all across the state. They're hopping in a van. They're hanging out together. I really think that camaraderie, as much as it can sound like just a bunch of bullcrap coach speak, it really does pay off when you know the guys you're playing with well, when you enjoy spending time with them. I think that the team bonding really played a significant part of it, and just the fact that the guys we thought were going to be their best players were not anywhere close. So that's part of it, and like they have shooters now. Getting a bunch of guys that can shoot threes, last I checked, making shots, very good to have in basketball players.
Yes, it is.
Blah, blah, boy, you dope.
Nick Roush from KSR. Hey, were you surprised that Churchill Downs laid down a two-year smackdown on Bob Baffert yesterday?
Goodness gracious, I'm so happy. I love it. I'm so happy. Because here's the thing. First off, West Coast racing is terrible. That's like five horse fields. You can't win any money. Get the hell out of here with your nonsense, West Coast. But so I'm anti-Baffert from the jump. But part of it, you know, I've liked some of his horses, but you can't. A rule is not a rule without a punishment. There was no deterrent for Baffert because there's 1,700 different horse racing administrations and commissions. There's not just a Roger Goodell or Adam Silver handing out a punishment. And the only way you could get Bob Baffert to stop after, I don't know, 7 in 3 years with his best horses testing positive is to effectively take it out. They were fining him like $10,000. Oh, well, what's $10,000 to Bob Baffert? That's a fart in the wind for him. You have to take him out of the race. And not only are they taking him out of the race, but to be a good trainer, you know, they're speaking, I guess, technically on behalf of the horses, but they're just the coach. You have to have the horses to be a good trainer. And the really rich people, they aren't going to send their horses to him because they want to go win the Derby.
Yeah.
So I think this is the only way to truly punish him. And, you know, I don't know what it means long term for him. I think he still will probably come back and win another Derby or two, but he needed it. He deserved it because the sport, for average Joe gambler who's just betting $50 to $100 one day a year on Derby Day, why would I come back if I had Mandaloon and I know I'm just getting cheated out of it?
Mm-hmm.
The sport needed to make an example out of him.
And huge kudos to Churchill Downs for doing it. You have prima donnas like Aaron Rodgers that thinks he's bigger than the Packers and the NFL. The big personalities in college basketball are leaving. We'll see how that shakes out. How important are big personalities like Bob Baffert to horse racing?
We'll see, and that's where this could be fun because he's not going to just go away, you know, and he's going to keep taking barb, so-called cancel culture. I mean, because he's kind of like Slick Rick, and I'm curious if you're in
NBC
and you've got Kentucky Derby coverage next year, do you bring Baffert in to be an analyst? Because people will watch. So that's where how this plays out over the next 8 months or so, if he gets completely banned by other places or not, it's going to be fascinating to watch.
All right, Nick Roush, we will get this challenge on. Did I see a tweet from St. Paul's? Did they say something, Dwight?
Mm-hmm.
Dwight?
Yes, St. Paul will be back in August. And
right, there we go.
Hang on, this came from Jeffro Bodine.
Jeffro Bodine.
All right.
August.
St. Paul Picnic is back in August. St. Peter the Apostle, formerly St.
Clement's,
Picnic kicks off this weekend.
Okay. Whoa. All right. So the challenge is on. Start training now.
I don't need to train for
August.
That.
I'm talking to Nick because you're going to take your title back.
Yeah, you do need to train, son.
Oh.
Hey, I've got dad strength now, okay?
Yeah. That's true. Nick Roush, KSR, buddy. It's always good to talk
good to
you,
hear
man.
From you, man.
Take care of the South End for us.
All right. Take care. Definitely. See y'all in the paddock.
All right, buddy.
All right.
We can go to the paddock. Guess who can't?
Bob Baffert.
All right, back after this.
Shopping center?
What?
Paddock shopping center?
No,
what?
No, the paddock. At Churchill Downs, the paddock where the horses, come out.
Okay. Baffert can go to the other one.
Right, okay, right. All right.
All right, man. Back after this. News Radio 840 WHA.
WHAS.
Okay, my friend. It is a quiz time for Mr. Dwight and Mr. David.
It is what?
It's quiz.
It's quiz time.
Quiz time.
I got excited. I thought it said quiz no time.
I did not know we were doing quiz.
You're going to do quiz, which is the Fortune 500 top 10 businesses are out.
You want me to quiz now?
You would do quiz now. So okay. So you tell me who's try to get at least, let's try to get at least five of them, okay?
I'm going to say, daggone it.
Oh, dude, you broke the thing.
Shut up, our boss.
Oh, look at that.
Listen, nobody knows unless you say it on the air.
Yeah.
Nothing's
you're not going to fix that while you're on the air, so you're going to have to hold it. You're going to have to hold it.
Okay, like I said, the obvious one is going to be Walmart, because you can't. Everybody goes to Walmart.
Dave, your turn.
How about IBM?
Yeah, that's good. Wait, got to do this. Oh, I can't clap. Got to hold the microphone. Good answer.
No.
Jeff Bezos and Amazon's got to be in there.
Dave?
Fortune 500 companies. General Motors. Wow.
You are...
Dwight? Is it like a computer one like Microsoft or Apple?
Yeah, they're it. Apple,
okay.
Number three. You've got the top three, Dwight.
Oh, that's top
Walmart,
three?
Walmart, Amazon, and Apple were 1, 2, and 3.
Walmart's over Amazon?
Walmart was number one, Amazon number two, Apple number three. Give me two more here, see if you can get them here. One of them is, which oil company?
Wait, Blockbuster Video.
Well, BP.
No, other one.
Amoco?
No.
Hey, what makes the B's car run?
Not good at this game.
Bill Cox.
No, not Bill Cox. Exxon.
Oh, ExxonMobil.
Exxon. Some of these, I'm...
Like something like Oracle?
What's Oracle?
Oracle is a company that...
chips, right?
Yeah, that a bunch of stuff. All right, so number four is CVS Health.
Okay.
Really? So prescriptions, right?
Then Walgreens has to be on there too, right? By default.
No, not at all.
Are you serious?
Not at all.
How about Pfizer?
No. United Health Group. Is that what we have? Don't we have United Health?
I think so. Well, no, I think we're Blue Cross Blue Shield.
No,
now.
We're not. We're United now.
I think we're United.
Because I know.
Apparently we're not.
No, listen.
Maybe we are.
The insurance plan that we're on with the company, it covers everything but doctors, emergency room visits.
Prescriptions. Yes. Yeah.
Other than that, it covers...
Here's what we recommend for the Vannetti family. Here's a $12,000 deductible, but once you get to $12,000, it's 80-20.
Look, this is
thanks for that.
This is a 100% true story. If you don't believe me, ask my wife. When she worked here, we had to go up. They flew someone in.
I like that idea.
They flew someone in to go over the plans with you.
An actual person flew here and met with everybody in the building and said, let's give you a one-on-one about what insurance you get.
And that's what they did. So I sat down and I said, which plan do you recommend? And she said, hands down, plan A right here. And I said, okay, I'll take plan B. And she laughed. And I went, no, I'm not joking. If you're recommending that, I want this.
Yes. And guess what? The next year, they didn't offer plan A. It was only...
The plan B that I was on, they didn't offer
that one.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I was like, there you go.
Huh. So United Health Group, Berkshire Hathaway, which is real estate. That makes sense.
Yep.
Because really...
I used to summer with the Berkshires and the Hathaways. They're wonderful people.
Yes. McKesson.
I don't know what that is.
Do you know what that is? McKesson. McKesson.
What is it?
I don't know what company that is.
I'm not sure.
I would look it up, but we don't have internet.
This next one that I've never heard of, AmerisourceBergen.
Oh, that's Candace Bergen's company.
No. Oh, yeah, she's really good.
And then
McKesson is medical supplies.
There you go. That's exactly where you go.
Supplies.
And you wonder why insurance is so unaffordable.
Yes. Number nine, Alphabet. I don't know what Alphabet is.
Well, what is Alphabet?
They have 26 different companies.
I don't know what Alphabet is.
We know.
Oh, is that Google?
Well,
is that maybe.
Is that Google?
They call themselves Alphabet,
I believe,
and not
so.
Google?
I think so. Isn't that Google? Correct, right? Alphabet, Dave's confirming.
If they change their name from Google to Alphabet, I bet a consultant was involved.
Right.
It's a holding company.
Oh, it's a holding company.
Well, hold this.
What do they hold?
Dwight? According to their thing, it is a holding company that gives ambitious projects the resources, freedom, and focus to make their ideas happen.
Oh.
We're BASF. We don't make cassettes. We just make them better.
I always used to make fun of that commercial. We don't make the surfboard. We make the surfboard stronger.
Now, we'll take your idea. We'll give you $100 for it.
Yes.
We'll turn it into Amazon Basics and
exactly
make
right.
millions.
Okay, so you got three of the top 10 companies. Great job, guys.
Hey, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a brain trust. I got one story that wasn't shrunk down that I still have access to without internet.
Okay.
And that is coming right around the corner. It's going to be June 21st and June 22nd, Amazon Prime Day.
Oh, they decided that's going to be Prime Day?
Prime Days is going to be 2 days that Amazon Prime is going to do this. But have you noticed that when you order stuff with Amazon Prime, you used to get it in 1 or 2 days. Now it comes in like 7 days.
Yeah, the windows have gotten larger.
So I'll say this.
Because everyone's shopping there now. They don't go to other places.
Well, then push to brick and mortar and just go ahead and buy local
if
you can.
That's what happens.
Yeah, absolutely.
It comes full circle.
Absolutely it does. If we could support small business, we go there. But anyway, Amazon Prime Day is going to be June 22nd or June 21st and June 22nd. Some of the deals that you're going to last will last up for 24 hours. Then there's going to be lightning deals that last only a few hours. And I think they said,
haven't people figured out Prime Day? Isn't Prime Day just, here's the stuff we can't get out of our warehouse, so
right.
you can get it for 20% of what it costs? Isn't that it?
It's like Black Friday.
Yeah, that's right. Well, not even Black Friday, because this is stuff we want to get rid of.
One of the items they have are Beat headphones that are going to go for 50% off, but even at 50% off,
it's $150.
And that's right.
Yeah.
And a lot of those are refurbished.
No, just the Beats. The refurbished are full price.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
But the Beats, they have the different sizes, like the big ones, and then they have the ones that just go over your ears a little bit.
I don't know, Mr. Rockefeller.
Well, they don't. I think that was owned by what rapper? What was his name? And he sold it for
Dre,
like $4 billion.
Dr. Dre.
Sold it for like $4
billion. $400 million, yeah.
And the whole tactic was they put real metal in it,
mm-hmm,
so it was heavier. So people thought, ooh, these are really good headphones. They're heavy.
But if you remember every single NFL player during warm-up,
yes.
they'd have their Beats on.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
I don't know where their cell
phones. I don't fault Dre by that, by the way. Good for
oh,
him.
Good for him.
Yeah, good for him.
No, good for Dr. Dre.
At least we're back to the cans, because I could never get those earbuds to stay
hated
in.
Hated those things, man.
Yeah, I like the big ones.
I know. I
like because you ignore people.
I like the big ones on my head.
Yeah.
Here's some of the other things that you can get that aren't so impressive. The Echo Dot with a clock. It's the fourth generation. Normally $60, $45.
A.K.A. spy in your house.
It's right.
$15 off. Thank you, Amazon Prime Day.
Right. The Echo Show, though, the Echo Show 5, it was $90, now it's $50. That's almost 50% off. And this is how TVs are almost disposable now.
We play
with Lemmy Dog down in our basement every night. We have family time, and I'll throw the Kong, and he jumps and catches it, and sometimes he'll miss it, and it'll hit the wall.
It's like a Norman Rockefeller painting.
Yeah, he'll
or no, not Norman Rockefeller.
No.
Rockwell.
Norman Rockwell.
Rockefeller. We did the top 10
right,
list.
Right. He just painted big dollar signs.
So occasionally, Lemmy will go to jump, and he'll accidentally hit it instead of catch it, and boom, it'll hit the wall. And I keep thinking to myself, man, if he hits that TV, it's going to take it out.
You remember our buddy Renzi that was playing the ball and he was bouncing the tennis ball off the wall?
I know.
He was going boom, 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 and the dog was catching it. Well, he hit it right there, and they opened the mouth, and the ball came back and went honk right down his
throat.
Oh, my
so
gosh.
He had to do the Heimlich on the dog.
Did it work?
Yes. Yeah. He goes, wait, and the dog was going, and he was like, oh, my God. So he got up and had to do the Heimlich, and the ball came out.
And Mike Renzi from Coors Light is like you and I. He really,
loves
really
his
loved
dog.
The dog. Yeah.
Tony would have seen that happen and gone, you trying to say something?
No, Tony would go,
no,
what are you trying, what are you trying to say?
I would give the dog
what are you trying
Heimlich.
To tell me, Sparky?
Tony would say, give me that tennis ball back. You're ruining it.
You got a cold, Sparky? What's up? I can't hear you, Sparky.
My point was, though, how I'm constantly worried about Lemmy Dog.
Breaking the TV.
However, an Insignia 50-inch smart 4K.
$200.
Close, $340. But 4K.
50-inch?
Yeah. But 4K.
How much 4K is even available? Is that widely available now?
No.
That's part of the problem.
There's not much out there on 4K.
Right.
And now they're making these 8K.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember
that's twice as good.
Right. I remember my Uncle Russell and I going to Best Buy and looking at these. We went and gave him a new TV.
Yeah.
And we started looking at these 4Ks, and they were like $3,500. Yeah. I said, no. Let's just get the deal. But $3,500 down to $340, and they're still not that much.
And Sigma is like a knockoff brand, so it should be cheaper than that. Because I've seen 55-inch and 60-inches for like $200.
$229 and that kind of stuff. $229,
yeah. So, no, I go to Walmart. And Walmart is famous for selling their TVs for a dollar more than what they buy them for, because it gets you in there, and then you buy more stuff.
But those big box stores, they have those DVDs that run with 4K images that are perfect.
Yes.
You don't look like that at home.
No. They don't.
Well, it's because you got to get it calibrated. Did you know that?
No. Whoa. What?
In order to get your television to look like it is in a Best Buy or Circuit City, whatever it might be, it's calibrated that way. They go in and they calibrate it to look that good.
Well, how do I calibrate it?
You got to get one of these Geek Squad or whatever.
A calibrator has to come over.
Well, no, they do.
So you just go into settings and set whatever?
But they have people at like Geek Squad that will come and calibrate your television.
Why wouldn't you say?
I don't know.
Why wouldn't you go into settings and go set it like the floor at Best Buy setting? Click.
Well, because
done.
My TV still has the knobs that go chunk, 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 and we get three channels.
So again, I've tried to go on and shop at Amazon Prime Day and never found anything really that I wanted that was on sale by that so much that I have to buy it.
I haven't either. This year they're boasting they have more than a million items available.
At Amazon, I'm not a browser, just like box stores. I'm a getter.
Right.
What do I need? Search it on Amazon.
Even at the Kroger store, when I go to Kroger, it's a surgical strike. I'm like Norman Schwarzkopf. I have like a little fake Kroger on my kitchen table that has like all the aisles. And I'll say, Susan, you pull up the car here. I'm going to jet to this aisle.
Yeah.
And it's just a surgical strike.
But what has Kroger been doing last couple of years? Every year or so, they rearrange their store.
I know.
So you can't find stuff again.
You're confused.
And then you start finding things.
That's right.
I guess I could buy that.
That's a tactic. So I don't know, man. Amazon, I've got a couple friends that worked there. And these are tough people. Like, these are hardworking, tough people that have worked manual labor before. And then they've gone to work for Amazon and are like, dude, it's overwhelming. I had to quit. Mm-hmm. And now they're paying, I think they pay Amazon now, is the least they'll pay somebody is $15 an hour. But he said, the two guys that I knew that worked there were like, dude, it's like we had to process 400 items per hour. And he says, and you really don't move from like a 4 or 5 foot area, and you are processing, I mean, you're moving the entire time. It is insane pace. That's how Amazon made all their money.
Just look at these delivery, Amazon Prime delivery.
Yes, trucks.
My heart bleeds for them. Every time I see them down the road, they're spreading from one house
to the next.
They look exhausted.
And you know what? That's all you see in your neighborhood anymore is you see the Amazon, FedEx, and UPS. It's constant down your street. And I got two deliveries this morning.
You're stuck in that van all day. What happens if you need to do a wee wee or a doodle? You know? Do you guys
have the wit and tumbler?
Well, that's good for the wee wee, but what if it's a doodle?
What was the Kevin James when he was on the TV show? Didn't he work for UPS or was it something
it's
called?
Something like IPS.
IPS or something like that.
And that's on Peacock too. I started watching that.
I didn't get a chance to watch your Yellowstone. I got to watch the Yellowstone.
I'm telling you.
Oh, who are some of the guest stars on Murder, She Wrote?
Oh, listen to this. The other night, it was the dad from Happy Days was playing the sheriff.
Oh, Mr. C.
The dad from...
Is that Tom Bosley?
Tom Bosley.
The dad from the Addams Family. And there was another 70s sitcom dad that was on there. I can't remember. But it was like a bunch of TV dads were on there.
Who did it?
Days. Who did it? Who killed him?
Oh, Mr. Adams from the Adams Family.
He killed him?
Yeah.
Not Mr. Bosley.
No, Bosley's the sheriff.
Oh, he was the sheriff.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah, he's
okay.
And he throws on a thick Boston accent.
That's not a Boston.
You know, Jessica. Well, that's how he does it.
It's a Canadian, more
no,
Canadian.
But that's how he sounds.
Right,
and it's like, I don't think you're getting it right,
that's
Tom.
That's a Boston.
Listen, Jessica. And I'm like,
Go talk to a Wahlberg.
Well, if you remember when we had... Mrs. C on. What was her name?
Marion Ross.
Marion Ross. We had her
on. She was so sweet.
She was so sweet.
Oh, my gosh. I said,
listen, I always heard
Now, what was the premise of Marion Ross coming on your show?
I can't remember.
I can't remember either, but I asked her.
It wasn't a sex tape, was it?
She's very old, too.
But she said, when we had her on, you're like, oh, my gosh, you start hearing Mrs. Cunningham talking.
Didn't she say she was like really like a mother on that set to all of them?
She was. She was. And I said, look, I'd always heard that you and Tom Bosley did not get along. He had to wear it. Was it uncomfortable? She goes, oh, I couldn't stand Tom Bosley.
And
she just opened. No, evidently he was like a tremendous jerk.
She's still alive, by the way. She's 92.
92.
Wow.
What was Fonzarelli's first name?
Arthur.
Yeah. She used to call him Arthur.
Yeah.
Remember? Arthur?
Right.
Mrs. C. I mean, only in the 70s and 80s could you pull off a very short Jewish guy as the tough biker.
Right. and evidently, he's kind of an introvert.
Is he really?
Yeah.
I know he
Until
did
you get him mad. That's a different actor.
Yeah, right.
That was Biff Byford.
He did that reality show with Bradshaw and all them.
Yeah.
It was a big hit.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Berno's Pizza is Louisville-style pizza. I got to have it three times when I was off because I had a five-day run. It was beautiful. Listen, the new thing that the Witten family likes to do is we go by certain select Berno's Pizzas, and we get the cauliflower pizza, and it's delicious. But every single Berno's has gluten-free pizza. They have pizza any way that you like it. If you're going to ask me, I say get the Mama Berno's. You can't go wrong. Maybe you got meetings you want to work out later? Well, then get the Mama Light. Just get a Berno's Pizza. It's Louisville-style pizza that constantly gives back to Louisville and Southern Indiana. So when you purchase a pizza or any product from them, you're supporting your neighbors' families. Berno's Pizza. Yeah, it's that good.
Back after this on News Radio 840 WHAS.